Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We're back live at PNC Park. It's Pirate Fest weekend. And before you know it, pitchers and catchers will report to Bradenton, Florida. And we're honored to have with us now one of those pitchers, Joe Musgrove, who's here.
Thank you. Nice to have you.
It's a pleasure. First of all, I came in here and I saw a little glimpse. I didn't get a good look at it, but there's a Joe Musgrove bobblehead for the first time.
Did you check it out? That'll be my very first bobblehead as well. I'm excited for it. I saw it yesterday for the first time.
And your thoughts?
It's cool, man. It's unique. They gave me a sleeveless, made the arms look good a little bit. I think it's a military weekend one, so they cut the sleeves off it, and that's kind of how I make most of my workout shirts during the season, so it represents me well.
For those who don't know, you seem to be a maniacal workout guy.
Yeah.
You're very athletic on the mound, and I'm sure you take pride in that. What is a typical workout for you during the off season?
So I usually do 30 to 40 minutes of mobility at the start of the day, right when I get to the gym. That's the first thing we do is mobility, flexibility stuff. Then we'll get into our strength training, which will go for about an hour or two. And every day we do some form of speed and agility or a plyometric workout. And then every Wednesday we're out on the beach doing med balls, kettlebells, sprints and ladder stuff. So it's a good mix up of everything.
It's come a long way. Yeah. I've talked to some of the old timers here where they didn't, workouts were where you just
some
didn't
squat, some bench.
That's pretty much it. Or you didn't take ketchup with your French fries, and then and you're back in a regular training.
Yeah.
How about you now? You're coming off a season in which you had a lot of success. First, I want to ask you about last year's team. I've heard you talk about the lack of leadership internally. Mm-hmm. How big of an issue was that for you guys?
Yeah, man. I mean, I got to play around some of the best in Houston, and seeing the the leadership that went on in that clubhouse amongst the players alone. The coaching staff, they're going to always be there. They're going to be the ones that kind of pull the reins when they need to be pulled. But I think a good clubhouse runs when you have guys controlling things from within. And we didn't really have many people, myself included. I had a chance to step up and take a bigger role, and I didn't. And that's, you see what happens when no one kind of grabs the reins and gets things under control. So, I'm kind of, taking it upon myself to talk to some of these guys that, might not feel like they're a leader in the clubhouse, but they have a presence and, they're looked up to by everybody in our clubhouse. The young guys like Newman, Reynolds, guys that are producing for us every day and are staples in our lineup, getting those guys to be comfortable enough to speak their voice and feel like they can be true leaders in the clubhouse.
Do you look at yourself as one of those guys who can step up and take that role?
I try to, man. I don't think it needs to look a certain way, or being a leader doesn't have to mean you're the vocal guy in the clubhouse. The leader can be whatever that looks like to you, but I think your actions speak louder than your words. So you do things the right way, guys will start to fall in line.
You mentioned the Astros. You were part of a team that Major League Baseball, sanctioned mm-hmm. for what went on there. When you look back at that, I think a lot of people want to discredit what the Astros did. How big of a factor was that, quote, cheating to winning a championship in Houston?
You're gonna see this year that team, it's not going to affect them that much. There's so much talent on that team. I think they could have done it without it. I was in my first year, to some extent I was oblivious to a lot of it, and I'm a pitcher, so I'm down in the bullpen for most of the game. I don't see all that stuff going on, but that's a really, really talented team, and I don't think that, all the discipline and things that have happened obviously hasn't affected the players much, but I think you're going to see them in the same position that they've been in the last couple of years.
Were you surprised Mike Fiers came out publicly and did what he did?
Yeah, I was, man. That's a bond that you don't break, when you're winning World Series. It's a pretty special moment, but Mike did what he did, and it's done.
What's not done is the Pirates trying to put together winning teams, and you have a whole new management team here. Just spoke with Ben Sherrington. Derek seems like a really good guy. They seem like a fresh start. So far, your thoughts about what you've seen from those guys and the message to you?
I love it, man. The combination of Travis, Ben, and Derek is, it seems really, really tight. I know they've had a little bit of a past, Derek and Ben. So coming into this thing, they already had a little bit of, camaraderie going. But you can just see the difference, and you can feel the difference in the air, when all of us are together in the meetings we've had this past weekend, as a team for the first time. It's been really special. And that's kind of what we needed was a spark and a new life and, you know, trying to create a new culture here in Pittsburgh.
And, of course, trying to add to a minor league system that are going to produce players in time. That's right. Going to be one of his biggest assignments at this point. When you look at 2020, there are still some holes here that have to be addressed, and I'm sure in time they will figure out what to do with those things. But when you see the team that you have right now, assuming Marte is back here, because I still look at him as a really good player and a guy who can do a lot in center field, how do you go from 69 wins to where you want to go? And it may take 20 more wins to get where you want to go. How do you satisfy that in 1 year's time?
Yeah, I think it's a combination of good coaching, which I think we've added this offseason, and like I said, us taking it upon ourselves to take more control of what we're doing. The coaches can do so much, to prepare us and get us ready and put us in the right positions, but ultimately we're the ones that make things go. We got to go out there and perform. So, I think the energy is going to help us be better teammates to each other, help, motivate and push each other to move in the right direction.
What about you personally now? Where do you take your game and what, in your estimation, must you improve upon?
I'm shooting for that 200-inning mark, man. Last year I got up to 170 innings, which is a career high for me. And, when you look at what you're trying to accomplish in a season, you plan to pitch into October. And you pitch into October, you're going to be surpassing that 175, 180-inning mark. So I want to try to get that under my belt, see what my body does and how it reacts to getting up in that high inning count.
Anything added to your repertoire of pitches in order to ensure
I got 6 pitches already. I don't need to add any more. it's a kind of a blessing and a curse having that many. It's tough to keep that many sharp, but it's also nice having 6 options to choose from. When I look at a lineup, I can say, this, and this is going to work really well against these guys. So let's sharpen these tools up this week and go to battle with those. And then the next following outing, it might be 3 different pitches, so. It's kind of nice having options.
So how much does a video help you in advance, knowing what you're facing and trying to implement the best pitches that make it work for that particular night?
You got to try to find the happy medium between, executing what you do and sticking to your strengths and also noticing what the opponent doesn't do well. And there's always that little area where they're going to overlap, and what you do really well is going to pair up with what they don't do very well. And that's just kind of icing on the cake. But I think as a pitcher, anybody will tell you, we always stick to our strengths, man. It's a lot harder to hit a baseball than it is to throw a baseball. So, I take my chances in the zone. We don't want to give up free bases. I challenge guys, and having 6 pitches, I can work in the zone because they're all got different action. They're all doing something different. So, whether it's a hittable pitch or not, you got to decipher where it's going to be and which way it's moving. So,
These guys on your staff better than most. You've grown with them. Tell me about guys who you expect to take a next step up, whether it's a Mitch Keller or whomever it may be. What do you see when you look at that starting
step? I really, really like Mitch's stuff. Got to work with him a little bit in minor leagues when I was doing some rehab starts, and then last spring and throughout, the course of the last part of the season last year, getting to see him work live was fun, man. He's got all the physical aspects of a major league pitcher, the stuff, the action, the repertoire. I think what he's missing is the ability to feel like he's comfortable and like he belongs here. And that comes with experience, man. It comes with time. It's, that confidence, that swagger that you can carry yourself with out there. How you view yourself on the field is directly shows how you play. So,
well, it's going to be interesting to see you guys in action because you got a lot of young pitchers. I know Chad Cool coming back from injury. It's a shame about Jameson, but in time he'll be back. I want to just ask you real quick about getting to know Pittsburgh as you have over there. I see you at hockey games. I see you drinking beer, the beer chug challenge, whatever that thing's going on there. Are you really into Penguin hockey? Because you seem to be there quite a bit.
Yeah, man. I'm from San Diego, and growing up, we never had any hockey around. I'd never been to a live NHL game until I got traded to Pittsburgh. And as soon as our season ended, me and Jameson took our physical therapist that we work with every single day. We took him out to a nice dinner, and we went to a hockey game and got glass seats. So I got spoiled. My first experience was glass seats to the Capitals game. We got a fight in the first quarter. We got overtime. We got a Penguins win. I mean, it was incredible, man. So I quickly fell in love with that. But I think a lot of it's just the atmosphere of the sports in this town, man. It's, going to Penguins games, going to Steelers games, the atmosphere and the crowd energy is so much fun, man. And being, like, on the opposite side of it when you're playing baseball, you don't get to sit back and experience the joy of being at a ball game and watching and getting rowdy with the actions of the game. So for me, getting to go to those games and support, our local athletes, guys that are living the same life I'm living, I really enjoy it. It's really cool.
Well, there's some games coming up. Before you go to Florida, you might have an opportunity to check them out.
I might have to grab one more before
the Penguins. The Penguins are playing well, too. Yep. Could be a Stanley Cup kind of year. Yeah. Hey, Joe, thanks very much. Really appreciate the time and wish you all the best
in
2020.
Yeah, I appreciate it.
All right, that's Joe Musgrove, ladies and gentlemen. Expected big things from him. After a nice season last year, all of his 6 pitches, he'll be using 3, 4, 5, 6 at a time. Who knows? But Musgrove's going to be a big part of the Pirate pitching rotation this season, and we wish him all the best.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.